You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. You might have heard an interview with Wayne State University professor Peter Hammer earlier this week. Cynthia Canty talked to him about a paper he wrote in which he argued there were more players in the events that led to the lead contamination of Flint's drinking water than the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and the Department of Health and Human Services. Among the entities mentioned in that paper were the Department of Treasury, which made many of the final decisions leading up to the switch to the Flint River for a water supply. It also mentioned the Carignan-Ndee Water Authority, the entity building a pipeline from Lake Huron to Genesee County, the KWA. KWA objected to some of the characterizations of its role and asked to be on the program, and we agreed. Jeff Wright is the Genesee County Drain Commissioner. He's also the CEO of the KWA, and he joins us now. Let's start at the beginning. Flint got its water from the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department, now the Great Lakes Water Authority, for decades. What began the push to build the KWA pipeline?
There are multiple reasons. One, and probably the main reason, is the fact that there was going to be a second pipeline built. Detroit publicly had stated after 2 years of negotiating with us and Flint that for reliability and for public health reasons, a second pipeline had to be built. They hired Tucker Young to design that second pipeline, spent $30 million, and we simultaneously looked at the option of building our own pipeline. And lo and behold, we could put it in for a third the price that Tucker Young had estimated for the city of Detroit. So reliability was a very key factor, and that was based on the 2003 power outage that left our area without water totally.
Well, let's talk about why that's important. You've got several pump stations that bring the water from the Detroit region to Flint. That's what you're talking about?
Well, in 2003, that's correct. There's pump stations that used to pump water and still do water to our area. The power outage of 2003 left those pump stations inoperable, so Flint and Genesee County was totally out of water for 4 days.
How would that be different with the KWA pipeline? You still have to have pumps to get it from Lake Huron to Flint.
We have two pump stations. They have not only two different power feeds from Detroit Edison, but backup power generation capability.
Okay, so you're talking about reliability. There's one point. The city of Flint, I'm wondering what it would gain by getting KWA water instead of Detroit, because KWA will deliver untreated water from Lake Huron. The Flint Water Treatment Plant did not adequately treat the water from the Flint River. That treatment plant needs tens of millions of dollars in upgrades to be ready to treat Lake Huron water. Plus, there are costs to be borne to pay for this new pipeline. So how is this better for Flint?
Well, the reality of this is some of the misinformation that Professor Hammer put out there. It doesn't require millions of dollars to upgrade that plant to treat lake water, which is much easier and less costly to treat than river water. And the estimate to upgrade that is about $7 million. And while we're on
that
subject,
where's that figure come from? Because the two figures cited in Professor Hammer's paper was $64 million and then $25 million. Now you're saying $7
million. Well, again, Mr. Hammer leaves out a lot of information. And where he comes up with his data, I have no idea. There's a Roll Report engineering firm that says it will take $7.5 million to upgrade the plant to treat lake water. The $62 million he refers to was to upgrade the plant to treat river water, which is accurate. Flint and the state did not spend that $62 million.
So you're saying $7 million. That's still $7 million that Flint doesn't have. In fact, you know, one of the reports indicated that Flint's water mains are leaking or otherwise losing between 40% to 60% of the treated water.
Separate, Lester.
Well, but it's important.
Whether they're on the Detroit system or whether they're on the KWA system.
I understand, but there's a point behind that, and that is they couldn't even take a loan out that was going to be forgiven by 50% to fix the pipes to do that. So where are they going to get the money to fix the water plant?
Well, the facts are there were $42 million in their water and sewer reserves, the Flint system. At the time that this was taking place, it's documented in court records because of a lawsuit one of the council members has with the city over raising of the water rates, $42 million in reserve funds in her water system. So the money is there. You can't take Professor Hammer's statements as fact without looking at the real facts documented that are left out of his report.
So this reserve funds, if the emergency manager was aware of this, why wasn't that money used to fix up the water plant, fix up the infrastructure?
I can't speak for why they didn't do it. I can only speak for the fact that the money was there. The other thing, when we're on the financial aspect, Mr. Hammer refers that somehow there's got to be a new revenue stream to pay for KWA. What he leaves out is the fact that Detroit was charging, and now the Great Lakes Water Authority was charging so much that the cost of KWA and the cost to treat KWA water is less than the cost just to purchase water from those two entities. So there was no new revenue required to pay off this bond debt. The bond debt to Flint is $7 million annually for KWA. Their 2013 payment to Detroit was $13 million just to purchase water.
Is that because of all of this leakage, which is going to happen under either deal? Could they have reduced the amount of money they were paying to Detroit?
It has nothing to do with the leakage. The leakage is there, whether they're on the Detroit system or on KWA.
Here's what I'm asking you, though. When they pay for water from Detroit, is it a flat rate, or are they paid by the amount of water they pump into the city?
It's based on the amount of water pumped into the city. And if we're going to talk about that aspect of it, then you also have to add in the fact that Detroit itself has a 38% leakage that we pay for before it even gets here.
That is, as you have pointed out, a separate deal, and we're talking about Flint and whether it's better off with Detroit Water or KWA. As drain commissioner, you bought water from Flint that was actually originated in Detroit and then redistributed it to other municipalities in Genesee County. If Detroit Water was good enough for that, why is it not good enough now? I'm just not sure.
Two reasons. I've already mentioned one. The reliability of the system. When Detroit admits that they've got to build a second pipeline and we're going to charge us for it, basically, don't get past that point and forget it. There's going to be and was going to be a second pipeline built. It was a matter of who was going to build it and who was going to pay for it. Second reason, Detroit double-digit rate increased to us and Flint 14 years straight, tripling what we pay for water. The third reason is the corruption and cronyism that was taking place in that system. And actually, according to Brooks Patterson, quoted publicly, the corruption and cronyism is still in the Great Lakes Water Authority. Those were the three major factors to get us off the system. They were going to build a pipeline. They priced themselves out of the water and the questionable practices that they still, to this day, put in place.
When did you get the governor and treasurer to sign off on this project? Because they've gone ahead with KWA, and I'm wondering why the state signed on, even though they had to do some finagling themselves in order to find the money to do it.
Well, the money's there. It's just being, instead of paying it to the city of Detroit or Great Lakes Water Authority, it pays the bond debt for KWA. But you're assuming that Governor Snyder got this project going. The KWA, the Carrick-Nandi, was approved under the Granholm administration, under the Great Lakes Water Compact.
Not Flint's part of it, though. That's what I'm talking about. Under emergency manager, the Treasury and the governor said, okay, let's go.
Well, that's not true either.
It is true. Andy Dillon says he signed off on it.
The professor, again, left out many, many votes by the Flint City Council.
Which had no authority to make a vote on that.
See, and you're jumping to his conclusions. The Flint City Council voted back in 2009 and 10 to join the KWA. They voted again to bring in the Articles of Incorporation and the bylaws. The only vote you're talking about and the professor's talking about is the capacity contract vote. There were multiple votes by that Flint City Council long before there was an emergency manager to be part of KWA.
But none of those committed it.
Well, actually, some of those votes committed hundreds of thousands of dollars in pre-engineering
in studies,
and preliminary
right.
engineering.
In studies, right.
That's right.
So I guess I want to boil this down. You think, you believe that KWA is going to be a really good deal for Flint. It's going to be lowering the water rates for Flint citizens, and the fact that KWA, by no fault of its own, the whole circumstance of KWA led to the fact that Flint switched to the Flint River for
what
a water source.
What led Flint to the Flint River was the termination letter by the city of Detroit, which the professor also blows off as nothing that's important. They received a termination letter from Detroit that said, get off the system within 12 months. And then turned around
more.
And
yeah.
then turned around and said, and if you don't get off the system, you have to sign a 30-year contract with us. Your original point, I don't believe KWA saves Flint money. I know it does. It's documented. The Tucker Young report has been proven to be inaccurate, but yet it's held up by the professor and others as if it's something that means anything. They were off by over $60 million, and the proof of that is the project's been completed. The money's been paid out. Our numbers were accurate. Theirs were not.
That's the report that the Treasury Department also didn't give to the City Council when they made their vote, right?
I don't know if they gave it to them or not. I don't. I assumed that they were aware of it because it was discussed. You know, that's another point. There seems to be this idea that there was only one City Council meeting that debated this issue. There were four nights of debate. All of these things were talked about. But the bottom line to all of this is, and the financial advisors, the engineers, the bond councils, anybody that's looked at it with honesty can show categorically that it saves the people of Flint tens of millions of dollars to own and operate their own system with reliability as opposed to purchasing water from another community that has reliability problems.
That's Jeff Wright. He is the Genesee County Drain Commissioner, also the CEO of the KWA. Thanks very much for talking and explaining some of this to us.
My pleasure, Lester.